This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
So we have North Korea threatening to preemptively strike the United States and now saying an attack is coming and is inevitable at the United Nations yesterday. Oh, yeah, they were doing speeches Saturday. North Korea postponed its Friday speech. Waited until Saturday and said, we're going to preemptively attack you. It's inevitable. Of course, the United States is going to respond to that. That's the mental illness, the megalomania. You've been around like some guy starting to fight with you, and you know you can kick his ass, but he thinks he's invincible. Kind of like in Monty Python, the knight that goes, neat. Even though his arms and legs are cut off, he still keeps marching forward. And I guess they think China and Russia are going to come in on their side. I guess they think the United States will blink. Just like Harry Truman did in 1953, not letting Douglas MacArthur drop atomic bombs on them. But they're the ones starting it. They're the ones firing missiles over Japan. They're the ones putting this rhetoric out. And then meanwhile, the big story is they've gone from 4 or 5 years ago, one player, Kaepernick, Bozo the Clown, wanting to be a little movie star and wanting to make Hollywood like him, saying whites are racist and whites are bad and America's bad. You know, white saviors, as he'd call them, raised him. And even though he's got $200 million just from the NFL, I looked it up, it's like $200 million from the NFL, estimated $60 million from sponsors. I mean, $260 million. This is a horrible country. And the predominantly white fans coming and watching you play and the whites that elected Trump, screw you, racist! And, of course, this is all meant to divide America. It's social engineering by the globalists to make whites racist. No, what whites are is lazy, candy-ass, politically correct trash. Heck, there's not much worse in this country than white people, just the other day. They're the ones all saying white people are the devil. They're the ones that came up with this race baiting to make everybody racist. I don't want to give an anti-white rant, but if you want one, I got one, because I've been watching who's leading all this. And they're a bunch of sociopaths, and I'm sick of them. Excuse me. Let's go ahead and go to the president. Here it is.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out.
Get
he's
that
fired.
Son of a bitch off the frickin' field.
Fired!
You can go do it outside on the street. Just be another roid head so stupid you can't even wipe your fat ass. God, I'm sick of you filth. Oh, you make me want to throw up. What the hell? You got silver spoons hanging out your mouth. You. There's no other country like this, you dumb son of a bitches. What the hell's your freaking problem? The globalists want to blow it up because it's got a middle class. And once they blow up the middle class, there's nothing left, you dumb son of a bitch.
You know, some owner's going to do that. He's going to say, that guy that disrespects our flag, he's fired. And that owner, they don't know it. They don't know. They're friends of mine, many of them. They don't know. They'll be the most popular person for a week.
If you don't lock the damn flag, get out.
Popular person in this country, because that's a total disrespect of our heritage.
If I was in Mexico and they had the anthem, I'd stand up for it. What is all this disrespect crap? I'm sick of it. If I was in Germany and they had it, I'd stand up for it.
We have freedoms, and we have freedoms.
And these are Americans pissing on it.
But you know what?
And we have the freedom to say, F you, scum. I swear to God, I'm at war with the NFL.
Massively.
Excuse me.
Massively. The NFL ratings are down massively.
Thank God, I love it.
The reason happens to be that they like watching what's happening on.
No, it's true. They know there's a real war for the country now. Exactly. Not some simulated combat crap with a bunch of roid heads.
Because, you know, today, if you hit too hard, right, they hit too hard, 15 yards, throw him out of the game. They had that last week.
Well, you know why the NFL, Trump's smart here. When we come back, I'm talking about this. You know why the NFL actually rolled over politically 6 years ago? Because of the concussions. And they know the government's going to come after them if they're not political lapdogs. So that's why they sold out. They got blackmailed, you dumb. I'm really, folks, I'm not doing that on purpose. Maybe I shouldn't be on air right now. Because I'm so pissed, I can barely be on air right now.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind.
I'm going to go to North Korea in a moment, but let me give you the secret to why the NFL has gone from being an Americana mainstay and you know, this country's official religion is football. Whether it's Friday night lights, Saturday night lights, Sunday night lights, all of it. It has been turned into a political brainwashing system where, remember when Hank Williams Jr. just went on Fox News and said Obama was anti-American, and he was fired. Fired off Monday Night Football, just like that. And that was the beginning. And once the NFL gave into that, oh, you've got concussions from high school, from car wrecks, from college. Of course, you're gladiators. That's why you're paid $20 million a year. What do you think race car drivers are? People know folks are risking their lives. Quite frankly, that's what humans do, and we admire that. That's part of being human. You take that away, it's like taking gravity away. The muscles, the heart, it all falls apart. Danger is the ether in which we swim. So, what happened? You go back about 6 years ago, they had the Obama Justice Department circling around the NFL. Because they'd been meeting with the Attorney General at the time, who'd met with Hollywood and met with the big TV producers. They met on C-SPAN. And he said, I want you to promise to literally brainwash. This is a quote. We can play the video. I want you to promise to brainwash the American people against guns. Don't just do it once a week. Do it every episode, every day, constantly. That's your directive. Or we're going to investigate you for fake rating scandals. We're going to investigate you for fake ad revenue. We're going to investigate you for all sorts of stuff, but as long as you play ball, we're going to be nice. They used to send J. Edgar Hoover's people in to Hollywood, and if they didn't do just what he wanted, he'd have them shut down. And that's how it began. Hollywood's totally controlled. That's declassified, admitted. It is admitted that before Obama left, they ordered every media outlet in the country, fiction and nonfiction, HBO, Comedy Central, all the nightly shows to attack Alex Jones. And that's why every program has a character that's supposedly Alex Jones. The person says horrible things I never said to demonize the straw man. That was a directive. In many cases, there's even government grants to pay for it. But they didn't have the NFL. And Americans were like, well, the owners tend to be conservative and still it's pro-military and, you know, pro-America. And it was still a big corrupt spectacle. It's gotten more and more decadent, and I couldn't stand it, and most of you couldn't stand it. But then it got to a point where, oh my gosh, Trayvon Martin. So folks are taking a knee, even though four black witnesses said that he attacked Zimmerman. And I think Zimmerman did some weird stuff. I'm sure there's some white people shoot some black folks, don't deserve it. But Zimmerman doesn't look too white to me. And 9 out of 10 attacks on blacks are by blacks. It's actually like 97%, 95% in some areas. The point is, those statistics are facts. And I'm sad that's happening. I go around lobbying against black abortion. 51% of blacks never get born. I go out and protest at the abortion clinics when a bunch of black ladies are going in. Not because I'm some hero. I don't want to kill babies. I'm not doing it to virtue signal. I'm doing it because I care. Because the same evil force trying to kill them wants to kill me. But it doesn't mean a bunch of hyped up black folks talk to hate me. It doesn't mean I'm going to roll over to you and kiss your ass. Ain't going to happen. I'm going to straight shoot you. You're getting that straight shooting right now. If you want straight shooting, this is the place. You want a bunch of bull, go someplace else and be an idiot. Excuse me. The black people on average aren't our problems. Let me tell you who honchos all this political correct crap. It's white people. And they do it because they know the average black, Hispanic, or white person wants to get along and wants to be nice. And so they can add on to political correctness any political garbage they want. Like being nice and not being racist is the engine. Is the 18-wheeler tractor. But the trailer is all the other BS we sign on to. The whole agenda. Support Obamacare, you're racist. It was written by Republican fat cats to triple prices. Doesn't matter, they call you a racist. I remember when I was fighting Obamacare, they go, well, Alex Jones is deeply racist. There was no proof. They just said it. That was 5 years ago. And that's the script. I don't want everybody screwed over, so I'm a bad guy. But it didn't work. So now they got to increase the bullying. So they go and they worship the players. They give them all the support and they do all this stuff. And the owners come out and say, yeah, have all these major teams stay in the locker room. Don't come out with the national anthem because, again, America's bad itself. It's an act of bullying. And most people doing it are steroid head morons. Every white player, every black player. I guess there's one Hispanic player who stood for the anthem. That's what this has been turned into, ladies and gentlemen, is a giant exercise in brainwashing. And what's happened is, the big secret they don't want you to know, I saw it back at the time, the Justice Department went into the NFL and they said, you listen here, 6 years ago. They said, you run a gladiatorial sport, and the average person that plays in your league ends up being dead at about 50, 55 years old, and they got all sorts of problems. And we're going to shut you down unless you become wholly owned subsidiaries of our system. And the owners went, you're right. I don't want these liabilities, and I don't want the Justice Department leading this, and I want you to tell your federal judges to shut this down. See, my memory served right. It's 53 to 59. Average that. What did I say? 55. My brain's still working. So, these are men. They make the decision to do that. You ban dangerous sports. You ban dangerous events. You ban rock climbing. You ban skydiving. You ban boxing. Baby, that's what we've always done. None of us are getting out of this alive. The nanny state's meant to shut down normal human activity and normal striving. But the NFL became a cucked group. And they were blackmailed into becoming political. And I mean, and once they took over, 5.5, 6 years ago, it was boom. Suddenly, every ad, because they approved the ads. Remember, they would refuse conservative or Christian ads, but they'd run ads where, like, 5 ads in a row were anti-father on Father's Day. The next week, it'd be nothing but anti-gun ads. And it was just Hollywood and the big media and the big Google tech giants just all ganging up. It doesn't mean America's perfect. Doesn't mean we didn't have wounded knee. Doesn't mean we don't have a bad past. Everybody's got a bad past. But we had something called free market and striving that was truly liberal. And the globalists want that shut down more than anything. Let's back Trump's statement. I want to play just the first 30 seconds. Where you got free speech, do whatever you want, but if you're working for a company and you're doing something out there and then they can fine you for spiking the football, but they can't fine you or kick you out for saying, I hate America. Listen, if you hate it so much, get out. You got a right to get out. You got a right to criticize stuff going wrong in the country, but when you say it's fundamentally bad, and you won't stand for the anthem in London for your own country, but you'll stand for God Save the Queen, you are disgraceful trash. But hey, I can't blame you. You grew up in the modern society, but I know this. You haven't gotten any of my money in 20 years. I'm somebody who used to go watch Dallas Cowboy games growing up as a kid. But again, my grandfather was basically, I mean, Tom Landry used to call him almost every Sunday. They pray over the phone. So I grew up, you know, America, America's team, Tom Landry, all this crap. It was okay back then, but still, it wasn't really America. Tom Landry and the Dallas Cowboys wasn't really America, folks. John Wayne wasn't America. He was an actor. Not putting down John Wayne. This country is, and who we are, what we stand for, all of us are America. And I'm not going to sit here while the NFL steals that legacy anymore. Here's the clip as we go to break.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired.
Can you imagine what Tom Landry would do? If the team, he said, there's no game. And if they fired Tom Landry, he'd be gone right there. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right. Again, the globalists want to break national sovereignty because they want to absolutely destroy any nation state. They want total planetary corporate dominance. They're committing incredible crimes across the globe. They're doing horrible things continually. They're funding dictators, suicide net laced factories, you know, that Apple owns, where they have suicide nets in the stairways and around the buildings because it's so horrible and people are committing suicide. They're building a very, very nasty world. And now they've gotten spoiled, rotten, decadent NFL on this whole race war bandwagon when America elected a black president to use that to drive a wedge into the country. And along comes Trump saying, let's unify the nation around free market and around jobs and around a future. And he delivers in his first 8 months to a great extent. And Hollywood howls with anger, sides with North Korea. I want to talk about this in this segment with Shepard Ambulus. And then we're going to come back into his big story for IntelHub.com or IntelliHub.com that was linked on DrudgeReport.com Friday and Saturday and got over a million readers just on our site alone. Though the comments have been not broken on InfoWars, but you can't see the number of comments, but they're all there. We're getting that fixed right now. But I've noticed a theme where Satanists admit, but also Islamicists, that they like to take over Christian churches and then conduct their rituals inside of them. That adds to the blasphemy. And so now at a major Catholic church in London, they did a big satanic ritual that was in the British news, but broke here. We have photos and video of that, showing them doing the rituals, calling it a fashion show inside the church. So this just shows the whole degradation and decadence that goes on. The headline is Illuminati-themed fashion show held at London Catholic Church. We'll talk to Shepard Ambulus about that in the next segment. But first I want to go to Shepard, a great investigative journalist, broken so many big stories at IntelHub.com and InfoWars.com. I wanted to ask him, just overall, we haven't talked in probably a year on the phone. We've both been busy, but I've been working with Shepard for like more than 10 years off and on, broken a lot of big stories. Shepard, where would you call the demarcation line we're in right now in this fight against globalism? There's a huge awakening happening, but a huge counterstrike by globalists. Where Trump is, getting a lot done, going sideways a little, but the enemies only attack more. Because the things he's saying are so powerful and so damaging to their brainwashing. I mean, this is an amazing time. So instead of getting into your big story up front, let's do it in the next segment. What do you make of the NFL? What do you make of North Korea? What do you make of Hollywood? Hundreds of so-called stars siding with Kim Jong-un, who makes Hitler, look compassionate. I mean, it's so crazy to see the split where so many people awake of every race, color, and creed, all humans with red blood, to see Trump trying to unify us around the flag, trying to take the American flag back from globalists and use it as a symbol of good again, and to watch them so pissed. What is this? You're a smart guy. I don't just patronize him. You're an attuned fella. What does your gut tell you about where we really are, Shepard?
We're in an absolute turning point, Alex. It's do or die right now. If people don't push right now harder than ever to stand up for themselves, to stand up for their rights, for freedom, just for what's right, for good and not evil, if people don't make a major push, a concerted effort right now and come together while they're all trying to divide us right now. You know, they're doing all the race baiting, you know, just at every turning point, the Russian investigation is everything they can do to break up people's concentration, to break up their mindset, their thought pattern, their whole entire thought process mixed with all the 3G interference that we got coming through the air.
Oh, Shepard, I was about to add what you say is so key. Cancer rates massively up, diabetes massively up. It's all electromagnetic, the chemicals, all of it.
Yep.
And the media spun it. I said, Jimmy Kimmel, stop blaming healthcare for what happened to your son. Learn why birth defects, including congenital heart defects, are way up. I have the news articles here. They said that I made fun of him and his wife and blamed them. I didn't blame them. I said, Kimmel, do some good. Show why birth defects are skyrocketing. That's coming up as well.
Well, look, these telecommunications giants, they want to now go from 3G to 5G, and they want to have the whole entire system done by 2020, 2023, something like that. So they're making a major push to, is what they have to do, Alex. They actually have to, the whole entire 3G infrastructure is useless for 5G. They literally have to upgrade, not even upgrade, they have to replace and change out the entire infrastructure.
Now, let's be clear. They know all of it is giving us cancer. And it's, and we have their own documents, Shepard. It's by design. What is their master plan?
Well, one of the head elites on the project that's basically heading this up, you know, he openly admitted, I don't know his name offhand right now, but he openly admitted that this is going to generate, you know, trillions and trillions of dollars. This is a new industry. They don't care. He said it's all about the money.
For folks who don't know, it's mainstream Washington Post scientific reports that even 3G vibrates DNA, causing it to break, accelerating cancer.
Not only do they want to have faster internet speeds and this and that, so people can just be distracted.
But it's okay. Look at the LA Times. Is 5G technology dangerous? Mm-hmm. Early data shows a slight increase of tumors in male rats exposed to cell phone radiation. They knew back in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. You can almost feel it in the air. And imagine when there's just basically barbecue. You go around town, you go anywhere.
3G, Shepard, in major German and Chinese studies, causes massive deformities in first-generation aphids and fruit flies.
well, they're going to start popping these antennas up, literally like you know, 100, 200 feet away from your apartment complex, your home, school yards. They're already pretty much everywhere. You know, while you're pumping gas, you're getting radiated. I mean, we're talking about high-level.
And here's the deal. That's why I got you on, because you're always getting into this subject, and I knew it'd get into Satanism. The globalists believe they're channeling an interdimensional being that has told them that if they kill the majority of us, they'll be given godhood and secret technology. Now, humans have already basically built little g, image of God, super tech. We are at the threshold of demigod status just with our technology. The globalists do not intend for us to get that, Shepard. And whether people believe in Satan or not, this is the plan. We are being exterminated.
Well, they want to keep the godlike power for themselves. They want to be able to control all the weather on the planet, use it as a weapon. They want to use it to control. I don't know if you've ever heard of the game. It's like an old video game back in the day when I was a kid. I used to play this called Populous. And what you could do is essentially play like your god. You can create your own colonies and, you know, create drought, starvation, famine, all this stuff. This is what these globalists are doing. A lot of very wealthy people, they're engaging in these activities where they seek these godlike powers. They now have these godlike powers. They're now testing on these godlike powers, using them in ways that you could never imagine.
That's right.
Before.
Shepard Amulus, stay there. And now they desecrate the American flag in London while worshiping the Queen at the NFL. Stay with us.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, the LA Times, the Washington Post, they all report cell phones do give you brain cancer. And those articles always come out, and later they go, oh, but maybe it's questionable. Well, brain tumors are way up. Sperm counts are way down. We're dying. And the facts are that these are high-powered microwave relay systems. And now they're going to 5G. Here's some of the articles. Is 5G technology dangerous? Even early data shows a slight increase. This is slight, though, in male rats exposed to cell phone radiation. But that's just a little bit of it. Not all the different systems. But bottom line, they know this is going on. So the reason I raise that is Shepherd Ambulance, investigative reporter that allows us to post this great work at InfoWars.com with IntelHub.com, found public info just this week on major British TV in print, not giving it any attention here in the West, that they were having at a big Catholic church an Illuminati satanic-themed event that looked just like Eyes Wide Shut. Now, again, if you understand black magic, whether you believe in the devil or not, you want to do it in front of everyone, throwing it in their face. And much of Satanism is about desecrating holy artifacts or doing it in a church. And then you notice they look like clowns. They kind of dress in clown outfits. If you go back to ancient Greece and Babylon and Egypt, that's where clowns first come from. You can search into the history of clowns. People will dress with white makeup and red outfits or red hair. And then I'm going to add like big, larger mouths when they would do the human sacrifices to terrorize the children they were killing. So Shepherd Ambulance, while you talk, next time you can get via Skype, we'd love to have you back on. You're on phone right now. We're going to go through Illuminati-themed fashion show held at London Catholic Church. Walk us through who did it, what they were doing, and just how this is part of this new trend of churches renting things out to Satanists.
Alex, it's unbelievable, just like you said. Dilara Fendi Koglu, she's a Turkish designer. She was putting on a show for London Fashion Week last Monday where she revealed her spring-summer 2018 collection. It's basically all demon-esque, vampire-esque, Tim Burton, Nightmare Before Christmas style. It's almost mixed with like a that Italian metal band Lacuna Coil look. All of the models, they were pretty average looking, had their faces painted up, very pale, very beautiful.
You know what they are is ugly, weak, nobody's trying to look like it the clown, and they're all really begging to have their necks broken.
Well, when they act like the average person's going to wear this, I mean, you're really not going to see anyone in this type of attire except for like a Rihanna, maybe a...
This is the classic attire worn when you torture children to death.
Oh, yeah.
Before this came out a week ago, I said they wear these outfits from our research during the Satanism.
It literally resembles, total Satanism, the devil. The altar at this church, of course, had twin Masonic pillars, the big G, the Masonic logo.
And I want to be clear, I'm not defending Masonry, but it's just a mystery school going back to when colleges were secret because you couldn't just get into them and give up the knowledge. But Masonry in the last 400 years was somewhat Christian. It got taken over. George Washington wrote about it. So them mixing in Masonic iconography into the Satanism, they're telling you we've conquered the whole Masonic system as well. They're telling you we've conquered the Masonic Lodge. So where are the Masons saying no to this? See, they're not because they've been conquered.
Well, exactly. And Dilara, the designer, she went on Instagram and posted some of these images of her models, but she posted an image of the altar, which she titled Seven Sisters of the Inherited Sun, and also put a little phrase in there, summoning seance of 21 souls of society. This was all done at the St. Andrew's Holborn Church in Holborn Parish in London. The church is a denomination of the Church of England, Alex, and its churchmanship is listed as modern Catholic, which basically bleeds over into Anglo-Catholic or Anglican.
Sure, and we've got major churches, both Protestant and Catholic, worldwide condemning the Pope. I've got that in my stack, pointing out that he is literally a totally apostate. He can be another religion if he wants, but he is not a Christian. He is not a Catholic.
Well, and I even got trolled, of course, by Catholics who are trying to claim this church is a Catholic, and they're trying to say it's just straight up Anglican. But, you can go look at the listings for yourself on Wikipedia and in the London Guardian and all that. But to hold this, essentially, it's a black mass disguised as a fashion show in this church in London, right out in the open is can only be a push to normalize Satanism.
Well, obviously, if you read satanic Bibles and deeper satanic texts and some of the stuff you can't even find in bookstores that I've read over the years, it says you want to do it in a church for maximum effect. That's what real Satanism is kill, torture a little kid to death while they beg for mommy in a church.
Right out in the open, right out in front of everyone. Of course, then everyone sees it, these Hollywood types, these...
just like Bohemian Grove. Tell you it's not really a child, and the word is sometimes it is.
Well, yeah, and then they glorify it in Hollywood and all this fashion, and then that trickles down in society and to society, and apparently it's pretty much decimated it, you know, in the last several years.
Why do you think they're coming out in the open so much? I see it as a sign of weakness because they know the life force of humanity, just common sense, is struggling against this culture of death.
It is. I couldn't have said it better myself, Alex. It's exactly that. It's a total sign of weakness. They're scared. So there's nowhere else for them to go. They've tried, you know, to confront everything they can. They're trying to confront Trump on every level. They're basically to the point to where they're going to fabricate evidence or something just to like get them out. They're going to do, you know, they're basically going to go above and beyond. They're not going to stop. And it's a total sign of weakness. They know they've lost. They're going down. So they're not going to go down without a fight.
What do you expect to happen next? I mean, notice the globalists have deep state ties to North Korea. The globalists put China in power. They've got him challenging Trump as well, threatening a preemptive strike on America, having his ambassador say yesterday at the UN, an attack on America is inevitable. An attack on the mainland preemptively is inevitable. If I point a gun at you, Shepard, and I say, it's inevitable, I'm going to pull the trigger and blow your head off. Shepard, I'm not doing that literally, but if I did, you would have a right to shoot me because I've got a gun pointed at your head saying, I'm going to kill you, Shepard.
Absolutely. You know, and it's just more, well, is what they're doing too is they're ramping all this up and it's going to come to a turning point. They recently warned residents in Hawaii, like, look, you guys better be prepared because something might happen. Now, this bulletin went out for the month of September, and it was a message from the president to the residents of Hawaii, and it said, get ready. You know, this could go down. It was dated the month of September. You know, so we might be, I mean, look, how many days do we have left in September? You know, I mean, we could be counting down to who knows what. But, I mean, surely this guy, he's coming out, he's posturing, he's on a mission to get these rockets, you know, going so that they can hit the mainland. What he wants to do ultimately probably is just use this leverage to say, look, you know, we've achieved this, you know, we're now considered kind of a superpower. Look what we can do. Now we have some bargaining leverage on the table at the UN, but you know, do you give this guy, as the Trump administration, do you give this guy the chance to gain that leverage on you if all he's done is go around pushing his way around with his people, pushing his way around with the U.S.?
And again, he's the little hereditary ruler over tens of millions of slaves, and Hollywood's praising him, saying, please come here, Kim Jong. We'll trade you. Let Trump run your country. Come run us. What? I mean, that just shows Hollywood is beyond redemption. They are our mortal enemies, literally.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes. You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
They take the most uncool people, they put them on a pedestal. They teach us to worship them. Hollywood, the NFL, all of them. To make you feel like you haven't attained anything. You attained something not being them. Thank God we're not the NFL trash.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And the resistance is this. Pediatric cancers are up now 15,000%. I keep saying 10,000. It's well above 15,000. There's clearly some evil force running globalism that's poisoning and killing us on purpose. And just doing horrible things. They've got the NFL everywhere with like multiple teams not even coming out on the field hating the American flag as if they got something better to replace it with. And then it's all funded by globalists to replace it with shadowy world government that's tax exempt. You got North Korea saying, we will nuke you first. Let's go. Total mental illness with like a obese woodchuck saying it. Meanwhile, you got top auditor claims Vatican axed him for probing illegal activity. That's out of Yahoo News, Reuters. Here's another one. Conservative Roman Catholic theologians accused Pope of spreading heresy. Hell, he says, I'm disgusted by Europe's Christian roots. What? He's certainly a hypocrite. He says we need to bring in millions more North Africans into Italy every year, but has a big wall around his house. He's a globalist operative. They use their sex operatives, pedophile rings, to control the Vatican. That's even in The Guardian. They put him in. His adjunct procured over 100 little boys in kidnap rings. Now, whether he uses the boys to get control or whether he likes to imbibe in it or not, he's a pedophile god. Oh, we're in deep trouble. The symbol of Americana, which I always said it's dangerous to make the NFL the symbol of Americana because they can take that over. Woo! They did! And they now piss on the American flag. And at major churches in England, they have open satanic rituals, and they put it on television. Shepard Ambulus, investigative reporter for IntelHub.com. The story's on NewsWars.com and DrudgeReport.com. People can make jokes about this, but when I go out to these events and cover this, these occultists take their Satanism very, very serious, and they're in to not caring. They see the fact that we have a conscience and care as a weakness. So they use political correctness to manipulate us as a big joke. That's why we have to recognize political correctness as a fraud and a lie and truly be good people and reject this fraud. They use our morals against us, Shepard. How do we transcend that?
Well, just with perseverance and persistence, and it's going to be hard. Their whole goal is to essentially turn us into a mindless race of worker bees.
Sexless, and they admit that. Sexless.
Yeah,
sexless.
Sexless, to top it off. Exactly. And they essentially want to transform us. I mean, I said worker bees, but basically they want to turn us into gray aliens.
I totally agree. If you go back to Huxley, whose brother ran the UN in 32, in 1961 he wrote Brave New World Revisited. He said, listen, you're all going to be 4 feet tall, gray-skinned, not male or female. No one will know who you are. And he goes, watch, we're going to do it. And first we'll break up your families. And they're doing it.
Well, and everyone's turning into a snowflake. You know, when I was a kid, we were out riding our dirt bikes, jumping jumps, breaking bones.
Hey, breaking our bones. You do that now, they take your kids.
Yeah. And so, you know, no one can do anything. You got to sit behind a computer terminal. You know, your muscles waste away.
So we're already in the Matrix.
Toxic lighting. Everything's withering everyone away.
They picked with the new approved UN light bulbs the exact frequency to cause seizures and brain damage. That's even mainstream news.
And they're in every office building in America, everyone's homes. Virtually everywhere you go, you're just under constant attack, whether it's propaganda or whether it's a physical attack from electronics and radiation.
And here's the big secret. Waves. They've got us racially fighting. We're all humans over stupid, made up, 100 people killed by cops here or something. You expose bad police. We've all done that. But till you pull back the statistics, it's like, yeah, there's revenue generating. There's some bad cops. Great, put them in prison. But the claim that a couple hundred dead black people a year is the number one issue, when half the blacks, 4 or 5 million a year, get aborted and blacks kill, you know, hundreds of thousands of each other a year, why are they obsessing on 200-something a year? It's because they want to divide us all because globalists are killing everybody. They want us fighting with each other while the big telecoms, while the big Googles roll in with the AI takeover.
Well, you used to talk about this a lot. It's like the order out of chaos. And you know, they're really, I mean, look, I was listening to you talk about this 15 years ago. And now they're to the point to where they've just about castrated, society to the point to where they're ready to do this massive takeover. Trump was a fluke. He got into the presidency.
He's more than that. God. Not that Trump's perfect, and I'm not, you aren't either. God will always give you a final chance. You get reprieves because God's a just God. So, like, Trump's like a final chance.
Absolutely, I agree. So, you know, we're basically in the thick of it right now. And you know, a lot of people are not even paying attention right now, Alex, at, you know, a way more unprecedented rate than ever. No one is paying attention. And if they are paying attention, they're getting distracted by all of the wrong things, and they're sitting there infighting.
And they don't know, as soon as the world government's in, as soon as AI is in full control, the globalists have all said in their white papers, because they have to warn us up front, they're going to release the bioweapon, Shepard. And the big question in the Pentagon is, will the race, who's going to launch race specific first?
Mm-hmm. Well, they, you know, and they're ready to do it. They've already prepped the mass graves for everyone. I mean, virtually every military cemetery in every state, every even regular cemeteries now are putting in those burial vaults that we talked about on our show before. You know, they're laying the groundwork. They put in pandemic preparedness plans. And all of these, essentially, if you really read in the pandemic preparedness plans, each state has one. It's not like a federal thing.
And they see it as an emergency surgery to cut off the human bloom that they see as a parasite hurting the earth. The problem is the globalists are the one creating GMO, all the globalist technology stuff that's hurting the planet. So their claim that they're going to exterminate us for the greater good, that's only for lower-level minions. The real operation, if you study it, is to overwrite the whole planet. That's why they don't care, because they're racing to Godhead. They're racing to the new singularity of being a new God. They don't care if it destroys everything, because they believe in the race. Only who gets there first matters. Who cares if you destroy the planet as long as you're still willing to be the conscious Godhead? As if God would let them achieve Godhead by doing something this selfish, Shepard. That's the whole point.
Yeah, really. I mean, that's the gist of it. And it's amazing the depths that these people go to and how far, you know, I mean, it's their legacy. It's their, you know, they've built their family, their bloodlines, their knowledge, their database that they've hidden from the general public, all their secret knowledge, their, you know, anything they know about, you know, the Rockefellers went around and they...
And all of it is bet against our spirit, our instinct, and God. Because all God does is give us a spirit and free will. That's all it is. The truth versus all these fancy lies. It's up to us to choose it. Shepard, come back on this week for a full hour via Skype. I love you. I appreciate you. IntelHub.com. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, my friend.
That guy's so on target. That's why I'm not afraid of dying. I'm afraid of how weak I am, that I'm not going to be strong enough to give my contribution to beat these people, because, God, they're so bad. I mean, I don't, if you got brown skin, I love you. If you got white skin, I love you. I don't give a rat's butt about that. I care about your soul, but I understand a lot of you have been brainwashed to be my enemy, so I still got to fight you. But, man, the vampire's got to get broke. I'm not a violent person, but I the vampires, the sociopaths, the child molesters, the psychopaths, I want to hurt them bad. I'd like to get in a ring with them with a battle axe and say, here's your battle axe, you son of a piece of garbage. You fatherless goat, pick up the damn weapon. Let's see who's, they already know they're weak. That's the thing. But good men lay down. That's why evil is allowed to rise. Just briefly, because we need to fund the operation. We got Storable Foods, the highest quality, 50% off. Never done it before. I'm cutting prices because I'm not going to do like Amazon, that devil, that demon, that monopoly runner that I'm going to cover tomorrow during the weekday show. Bezos does. 50% off, but it's got to end soon. I'm high quality, My Patriot Supply, and a bunch of other specials as well, but that's all I got to say. You're funding us and you're getting things you need, so make the commitment today to financially support us. But to me, this is all metaphysical. It's all about defeating these vampires. Quite frankly, it's all about getting my hands around their necks. And that's what this whole operation is about. And let me tell you, we got our hands around their neck. But when you pray for us and when you take action, it gives us more power to squeeze. And their eyes are bulging out.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.